Joining us on the line, Saul Thompson. He is the CEO of the Chevra Kedisha in South Africa. Not an easy a few days in the past, and not a few easy days or weeks ahead. Saul, a very, very good morning to you, and thank you for taking the time to speak to us.
Good morning, Howard. Thank you. Good morning to your team.
All right, Saul. So on Friday, you put out an announcement that the many facilities, the aged facilities, etc., would be closing to external visitors. Not a popular decision, but I think a very, very important decision. A few days perhaps ahead of its time, which makes it all the more courageous in my view. But it could not have been an easy decision to make.
No, absolutely. I think, we've been for already 2 weeks monitoring very closely. And at the outset, we've got to salute some of the real heroes in our community. Dr. Richard Fries, a huge leadership role as the CEO of Netcare and a member of our board, and all the people from the NICD, a lot of our Jewish family and friends, and the leadership. We've been very well prepared. And we've been monitoring, really, really closely. And I think staying ahead of the curve is critical. We're lucky in a way that we can see what's going off and what's going on in it. And to a large degree, we are. And that's been, I think, a big, big thing for us. Let's rather do it quickly than do it necessarily perfectly. And then as time goes by, we can refine exactly what we've done.
Of course, it can't be easy, sitting on the outside of it. It's clinically a very clear and good decision to have taken. But emotionally, it's got to be very, very difficult, because people in the facilities need family, need friends, need visitors for their emotional well-being. And I would imagine it was quite a difficult decision to weigh one up against the other and then still have to actually deal with the consequences of that.
This is, aside from the real challenge of dealing with the virus, there's so many human layers to this. And, of course, we were weighed down very heavily on us. We spent a long time planning and thinking, and as the data became clear, and as, we were researching and seeing what was going on around the world, it was absolutely apparent that even waiting one more day could have real consequences. So we took a very tough decision, knowing that it would have a huge impact on individuals. Shabbat, without the perfusion in place, with lots of nuances that we haven't thought through yet. But again, speed trumps perfection, and we've done our best in a short time to put the best solutions in place. But we are absolutely sensitive to the toll this takes on families, people that were on the plane, flying in to visit their loved ones in some of our facilities early to arrive.
So the line is not a good one. We can actually get you back because it's very important. All right, so what can people do?
Howard, look, we implemented almost immediately a 24-hour hotline for people to reach out, and we've been busy right through the weekend. And we've also implemented, starting from today, an e-visiting system where we have 5 dedicated people with smartphones set up with Skype and WhatsApp video calling, so that you can actually book a time to e-visit with your loved one. Those staff are well prepared to be in the right place at the right time. Obviously, it will take us a little bit of time to get it working perfectly. So be patient, I think, is the one thing that we're asking the public. Number two, don't come to our gates and scream at our security guards. They are really trying to do their best. And I think I heard you having a long debate about what the right terminology for our social distancing is. Well, the right terminology for what we're doing is called shielding. We're not social distancing, we're shielding. We're shielding the most vulnerable in our community. It's our moral obligation to do that. I think everyone's seen that the UK has quarantined people over the age of 17 for 4 months. The Israeli Minister of Social Services has banned visits to aged homes. So what we're doing is absolutely correct, but it obviously does take its toll. So be patient. Messages of support. People are writing letters. Their kids are drawing pictures and sending it to the home. as much love as we can get, that's really important.
Yeah. How did the residents react on Friday when you broke the news to them?
So I must say that, you know, we've had an overwhelmingly supportive response. We broke up into teams and briefed the residents across all the facilities at exactly the same time, and that was the same time that we sent the communication out to the families and effectively closed the gates. And overall, the residents have been supportive. They've been grateful. In fact, I was walking around yesterday with some of the senior staff from the NRCD and Netcare, and just assessing some of the things, and our residents were stopping them and asking them, hey, you can't be here. You know, you're not allowed on campus. So, you know, they've taken it seriously. They understand it's for their own protection. And they have been, I think, really, really, really responsive and grateful. You know, in our self-contained world, across our facilities, we have everything we need. You know, we just need to ensure that shielding is in place. And ensure that it's well managed, because it's a huge campus. And so what we've actually done is we've put three protective bubbles around the most vulnerable in our community. I think it's important people should know. The security gates is only one bubble, but at the receptions of the various homes, we have a second protective layer where we're screening. And then finally, outside our frail care wards, shortly we will have a third protective layer. And so we're hoping that by ensuring, you know, that nobody can get access to the most frail people unless you are properly screened and you're there to provide a very, very functional role in caring for them.
And how are you managing in terms of staff? Because it's one thing, the residents obviously are in a in a protected area, but there are still staff members of the public coming in and out in that form.
Yeah, good question. I mean, while you say that, I mean, I've got to give a shout out to some of our incredible teams at the Chev. You know, our incident management team has been meeting day and night. We've had a huge amount of responsibility and planning. We have a full-time staff member who's just dedicated to doing research around what's the best practice in the international space, and we've taken a role to coordinate the national response for Age at Home. So, you know, that's all a compliment to the incredible people we have at the Chev and their dedication always, but especially at a time like this. In terms of our staff screening, you know, we are implementing quite strict screening protocols at our gates. So we need to ensure that the people that are coming to look after the vulnerable and the elderly are well themselves. And so we have a multi-layered approach. We are developing a SOP, which with the help of Netcare, we are understanding what we need to do at the right times. And we're supporting them. You know, we do need to have all contingencies in place, and we're praying that we don't, you know, get any infections in our facilities, but we need to be prepared. And so, you know, that relates to training staff, on how to deal with anyone. God forbid we need to, you know, put anyone in an isolation ward, what that looks like. But I think overwhelmingly we've had a tremendous response. Staff understand, you know, that they're in the healthcare profession, and with the right protection, I think, you know, they have nothing to worry about, and we're looking after them. And we're making sure that they stay motivated and they stay positive throughout this process.
Not easy at all. Saul Thompson, CEO of the Chevra Kadisha, doing incredibly good work with your teams, looking after the most vulnerable in our community, taking decisions that I think required a lot of courage, but important decisions nevertheless. So we'll keep in contact with you over the next few weeks, hopefully only with good news or even perhaps no news.